Cool. How y'all doing? Everybody good?
Yeah!
All right, sweet, sweet. I'm not. I've been freaking out about getting older, because sometimes you haven't changed, you know? You're the same as you've always been, but your friends around you, it's like your peers doing grown shit that makes you realize you're getting older. Like, my buddy bought a house, and I had to be like, hey, we don't do that. My friends had a baby. They were so excited. They were the first in the friend group to have a baby. But they were so excited that they sent me a picture of them in the delivery room with the dad cutting the cord. And I was immediately upset. Like, in my head, I was like, why do we even let him do that? Think about it. This dude is cutting the finish line tape on a race he didn't run. This is wild. For all the labor, he was just standing there, and then last second, he's like, I helped. It's like, it's not the same at all. She's been screaming for hours. The very end, he's like, me too, girl. Shit, we did it, all right? No, I'm terrified of having kids, because kids are creepy. You know how you know kids creepy? Nobody teach them how to be creepy, and they're still creepy. Which means it's innate, you know? Anybody here who's met, babysat a 5 or 6-year-old, has had that kid under the right lighting, look at you, but do this. Like, who is this for? Who taught them this? They'll just stand at the end of a hallway and talk to you like The Shining, like, hi. Kids whisper at night. Have you heard? You can't get a kid to whisper during the day. And then at night, they're like, I had a bad dream. Get out of my face. Get out of my face. Get out of my face right now. Don't touch me, all right? It's creepy as hell. I'm terrified to be a dad, because I'm a dad, I'll be tired. Being a dad makes you tired. I'll be damned if I tuck my child in. I go to my room to rest my head on the pillow to get some Christian sleep. Only to be woken up in the middle of the night. There's a monster under my... I'm hitting them immediately, all right? I'm waking up swinging. This is the only situation where I feel like you gotta hit your kids because it's self-defense, okay? You're not gonna roll up on me in my sleep doing hard S's like that, you know? Just in my face in the middle of the night. I couldn't sleep. You're about to sleep forever, I promise you. Get away from me. Don't touch me. It's terrifying. I've been very excited. Very, very excited for October 24th. Just not able to wait. Sleepless nights. Getting ready for October 24th. If you don't know, October 24th is when Britney Spears' book comes out. My man. Like, this is the thing. I'm fascinated. I wasn't even like a big Free Britney person. I'm not into pop stars that much or anything. But Britney Spears is one of the most mistreated celebrities that we have in modern times, all right? And there's a lot of people, if you do them wrong, they try to get back at you immediately, right? You do them wrong, they key a car. They go on Instagram Live talking about, oh, you know. She didn't do that. She said, you know what? I'm gonna wait. I'm gonna wait like 2 decades. And then one random day in October, I'm gonna dance with knives. And I'm gonna write a book. And wow, yeah, amazing. Apparently, like, so there's a lot of revelations in the book, but one of them that really shook me was that she had a wild fling with Colin Farrell, right? And it was after her and Justin broke up and everything, and I can't remember exactly how she described it, but the words used in the book was like the fling was nothing less than just a sexual brawl. Those were her words. I've never had sex so good somebody wrote about it. You know what I mean? That's... And the fact that she was like, it was just, we were just at each other all the time. It was just, the passion was like a street fight. I was like, God damn. Gotta step my game up. I love doing comedy because I love making people laugh. When you laugh, you're letting yourself be yourself, you know? When you're genuinely laughing, you're not thinking about anything, you're not feeling pain, you're just enjoying yourself, you know? And I also love
doing comedy because I'll say the thing that we all think, but you're not supposed to say. You know what I mean? Like, y'all won't say it because y'all are good people. In fact, after I'm done, you might leave and be like, I would have never said that. And you're right. That's why I say it. It's like my job to say it. I'll give you an example right now. I hope everybody that I love dies in the order I love them. That would be incredible. That would truly be fire. Don't act like y'all have rankings. Don't do that. There's a couple. You know. I got a family member. She loved to call me to tell me who died. That's all she called me. And she doesn't care. As soon as she knows, I know. She'll call me in the middle of my workday. It'll be 1:59 on a Wednesday. Can't wait. Calls me up. Are you sitting down? Are you sitting down always means dead, by the way. That's not... You're not being mysterious. I'm not like, well, what? It's like, it's... No, it always means dead. No one's ever like, are you sitting down? Because you just won the lottery. It's not happening. No? Are you sitting down? And so I'm like, just tell me who it is. And she's like, your cousin Willie. And she doesn't know I'm on the other end of the phone, like, oh, thank goodness. Okay, because she doesn't know Willie not even in the top 30, all right? Like, Willie can go, okay? This could have been a text message if I'm being honest with you. And you know what? That's the other thing, too. Willie wasn't even dead, right? I know, for nothing. Willie wasn't even dead. Basically, Willie was at her house, and he ate a bunch of the... Grown man, by the way, ate a bunch of the melatonin gummies thinking they were regular gummies. So he's snacking on these gummies while he watched an NBA draft and put himself 86 gummies deep into a coma. This man was chomping and chomping and then had the nap of a lifetime. That's why I don't like Willie to begin with. He's a knucklehead. You know what I mean? Like, he's one of the dumbest people I ever met. I had never wanted to necessarily get into martial arts. When I was a little kid, I was hoping I would grow enough to be a big enough man that nobody would mess with me. You know what I mean? Like, when I was little, I was like, there's still time. I'm eating my greens, and I'm gonna keep going. It works for Popeye, it'll work for me, you know? And then at 19, I was like, yep, I am done cooking. I need to come up with a plan or something, because right now, I'm very movable, okay? This is unacceptable. So I started doing jujitsu. And if you don't know what jujitsu is, it's a martial art, and it's also the only time straight men are allowed to hug. And I started doing jujitsu, and there was a kid, okay, so I'm a white belt, right? After 2 years, I'm still white belt, so I'm not good. I'm actually pretty bad. And then they always have me roll is the sparring, they always have me roll with this kid, and he's 15, but he... And he weirdly strong. I don't like it. It's like, cause he look 15, but then he get a hold of you like, oh my God. Like, it's terrifying. He's strong as hell. And he's a blue belt. And he should be higher. That's unacceptable. I feel like they gaslight me keeping him blue because he doing high level stuff to me. It doesn't feel right. You know what I mean? Like there's a very thin line in jujitsu from getting submitted and getting fucked. Like, it's really bad. And so I had to quit doing jujitsu because last time, okay, so this is the last lesson that I did, right? So they were teaching us a drill, and then they had us just roll with each other, right? And he got a hold of me quick, because like I said, he's strong, so he grabbed me. I was like, ah, you know? And then he had put me, so imagine that the wall is the ground, okay? So he's on top of me, and then he had moved me. He like, I'm not a flexible person, but he had pushed me to where I'm like, this is the base of what's happening, and he's on top of me. And so now I'm trying to push him off, but like, this is not a great position to be in. So then I'm over here just like, I'm not getting any track, like I can't get him off because he's strong. And I'm, and then finally there was this moment, and we've all had this moment where it's loud somewhere, and then it gets quiet just in time for you to get embarrassed. You know what I'm talking about? You ever been at a club and then it's just in between songs, it's quiet for a second and everybody hears you go, my tampon! Like that's basically what happened. So I'm over here fighting for my life, right? I'm just like over, nonstop. And then out of nowhere, I'm like, and like, it should have been quiet. Everybody was making noise a second before that. And then he get quiet, and then he stop, and he get up. And then everybody's looking at me like I brown belted myself. And he's like, are you good? I'm like, yeah, I'm good. Let's roll. And he's like, nah, I'm all right. I had to leave class. I was so embarrassed. I left early and I just decided, all right, I'm done with jiu-jitsu. I'm just gonna buy a gun. Anybody wanna press with me, they can catch his lead. Yeah. We have it happening again. You know, I've been dreading this towards the end of the year. Next year, 2024, we unfortunately have another presidential election. Why are we still doing this? We've proven the president can basically be dead and we will still function like normal. I don't know why we're still putting up this charade. I don't know about him. What are you doing? I was talking to my friend about it because I've been dreading it so much. And my friend said something interesting. He said, you can tell who's gonna win by who has the most mockable voice. Right? So like Barack Obama had a more mockable voice than John McCain. Trump had a more mockable voice than Hillary. But then it falls apart. Because I don't think Biden has a more mockable voice than Trump. Trump's like an actual character. I have a different metric. I think whoever's the freakiest wins. Do you know what I mean? Like, Barack and Michelle were laying it down way harder than John McCain and his wife. That was when Barack still had the good hips and everything. Yeah. And we know about all these porn stars that Trump has tried to smash, that he has smashed. You know, bigger freak than Hillary. And I'm gonna go out on a limb and say it. I think Biden is a bigger freak than Trump. I do. Remember when he started running and was smelling the back of everybody's necks? Remember that? We had to beg him to stop. We were like, Joe, nobody does this. This is insane. Y'all remember what I'm talking about. He would just be up on somebody like. Doing that weird ass whisper, just like. That's some good neck meat you got. I used to be one of these dudes that was like, I'm never getting married. Never. Like when I was 20, I was like, I'm never getting married. I can't even imagine it. Why would anybody do that? Whatever, right? And then I worked at a bar when I was 20. And so a lot of the people that came to the bar and a lot of people that I worked with were older than me. But now that I'm older, they're middle-aged, right? So I see what happens when you keep that attitude, like, I'm just never getting married. No, not me, bachelor for life. I've seen it now, and it's not good. It's actually pretty bad. You know, we need to work on interpersonal skills, love each other, find somebody, and make it work, because this is rough out here. They're not doing well. Because this is the thing. No matter who you are, when you get married, marriage is you having a life partner. You know what I mean? It's you having someone that can look at you as you get older and be like, hey, that's weird. Don't do that outside the house. Don't embarrass me in front of other people because they know we're together, all right? But if you don't have that, if you're not married and you don't have that, you just keep going through life and you get weirder and you think it's normal because you with you all day. So you were like, I think it's a good idea. Let's do it. And before you know it, you that weird dude. It's very upsetting, right? And this is the thing. This is the main way that I've watched it manifest. Is that, how do I put this? Okay, when you get older and you take all that unmarried energy and you put it into something, most dudes put it into a passion or a hobby, right? Now, if your passion or hobby is useful to the world, then it's not a big deal. You know, if you do science and you're like, I'm never gonna get married. No, never. And then you just pour that into doing extra science. And then you discover something, people be like, wow, what a brilliant man. Thank goodness he dedicated his life to science. That's almost never happening. Usually, you put it into a weird-ass hobby. I got a friend. He put it all in, all that unmarried energy into scams. That's all he does is scams now. And he be telling me about the scam. Okay, for all the fellas in here, do you know when you get the DM from the Instagram model with no followers and she needs money? That's him. That's him every time. He hitting everybody up. He got me. That's just, it's everybody. He's hitting them up. And I was like, who falls for this? And he's like, honestly, people that look like me. Like, it's pretty wild. Reminds me of that dude. Do y'all see that dude? That dude that they caught, he had been faking heart attacks at all the restaurants. Oh, yeah. Okay, if you didn't see the story, basically this dude who looks like a walking heart attack was going to restaurants and faking heart attacks to get out of paying the bill. And he got off at like 19 different restaurants. They were just so thankful he didn't die in their booth that they were like, I guess you can just go. Just please leave. Don't die here, right? And then he finally got caught, and I feel like he got caught because that 20th restaurant was probably a Waffle House. probably his server be like, uh-uh, you ain't dying without tipping me. Get your ass up. Get your ass up. Or even worse, they tried to help him. Some big cook comes out of the kitchen like, let me give him mouth to mouth. He gets up, he's like, actually, no, I'm sorry, this is a scam. Please send me to jail. I apologize. But that's what happens. You put all that energy into something that's not productive. It makes you weirder, taking all that unmarried energy, you know? Like, I got a buddy, he the only black ventriloquist I've ever met in my life, and it is so upsetting. This is an abomination, all right? This is so creepy. It's so, and he's not good. He's not good at all. We can all see him talking. We all see it. And then he making the doll move, but he can't stop looking at the doll too, so he's like, what's up, my boy? Like, this is, it's jarring. And honestly, also, real quick, I do owe white people an apology, because I had always made fun of my white friends who were scared of dolls and thought they were too creepy and freaking everything. And I get, now that there's one that looks like me, I get it. This thing is disgusting. It's so freaky. It's just looking, its eyes and everything. I'm sorry, I judged too harshly. It's very creepy. But it's not just the dudes. A lot of the women that I know, middle age, you know, I ain't never getting married. And now, they all do one thing. They have different lives, different passions, careers, but they all do one thing. They be hugging me way too long. They be doing these long-ass hugs, and they moan the whole hug. Y'all ever had one of those church hugs? You know what I'm talking about? It's like, sugar. How you been? How you been, baby? How you been? I even caught one of them. She was like, how you been? Y'all been great. Thank you so much.